Welcome to the Brayson Management Sales Training Guide. This is part one, Welcome, Who We Are, and Understanding the Defense Industry. Let's get one thing straight from the start. Sales at Brayson Management is not about pressure tactics or closing techniques. It's about relationships. When you talk to someone, build a genuine connection and get them familiar with what we do, the sale takes care of itself. That's our foundation, and everything you're about to learn is built on it. The Golden Rule: build the relationship first, the sale will follow. Now, let's talk about who we are. About Brayson Management. Brayson Management was founded in Fredericksburg, Virginia by Jason Peel and Brandy Peel, a husband and wife team who actually met under the soft green glow of a United States Department of War lab CRT screen. That's not a marketing story. That's a true one. And it matters because it tells you everything about where we come from. Jason has a background in technical writing for defense documents. He has a degree in writing, a deep interest in digital marketing, and over 12 years of experience helping businesses make profitable connections. Brandy has worked in various DoD positions and spent years on information assurance teams supporting the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps. She understands bureaucracy, compliance, documentation requirements, and complex technical systems from the inside. Our mission is simple: make quality internet marketing accessible to small and medium-sized businesses. We specialize in defense contractors and B2B companies. We're a small team, 2 to 10 dedicated professionals, but we deliver outsized results. Here's what makes us genuinely different from every other marketing company our clients have ever talked to. 1. We have a defense background. We know what can and cannot be posted online. ITAR compliance isn't something we learned from a brochure. It's built into how we think and how we work. 2. We know the community. We already have a growing network of defense connections. We understand the landscape, the culture, and the relationships that matter. 3. We use innovative solutions. We're a small company with cutting-edge tools, and we deliver real results without enterprise-level overhead. 4. We understand the process. We have deep knowledge of defense acquisition, government proposal cycles, and what it actually takes to win contracts in this industry. Now, let's talk about the world our clients live in, the defense industry, because you can't sell to someone if you don't understand their world. Understanding the defense industry.
Here's how the money flows. And keep this picture in your head because you'll use it in every sales conversation. It starts with the U.S. government or military. They identify something they need, a piece of technology, a service, a system, and they're willing to pay for it. So they post a request for proposal, called an RFP, on a government website called SAM.gov. Large prime contractors, companies like Lockheed Martin or Raytheon, respond to that RFP and compete for the big contracts. The U.S. government actually requires these large prime contractors to subcontract out portions of the work to smaller defense companies. Those mid-size companies then hire even smaller, more specialized firms to handle specific pieces of the work. Those small, specialized firms? That's our client. Now here's the problem. When the RFP goes out, it's like casting a wide net. Every qualified vendor lands in the same bucket. Then a selection committee gets into a room and argues until they pick their favorite fish. Is it the best fish in the world? Not necessarily. It's usually just the best known one in that room. The proposal process is old. It's political. And with dozens of identical-looking competing proposals, it often comes down to who the committee already knows and trusts. So what are the key problems these defense contractors face? There are 4 big ones. First, they're invisible online. no social media presence, an outdated website from 2009. They exist in the digital world as a ghost. Second, they rely on old-school methods, trade shows, word of mouth, and legacy reputation. These still work, but they're not enough anymore. Third, the RFP process is political. It really does come down to who you know as much as what you can do. And if nobody knows you exist, you're fighting with one hand tied behind your back. Fourth, and this one is critical to understand, they are scared of marketing. Not because they don't want visibility, but because they're afraid of doing it wrong. They've heard the words ITAR violation, and it terrifies them. So they go dark online instead. But here's the truth. Invisibility has its own cost, and that's exactly where we come in. That wraps up part one. In part two, we'll walk through the Brayson solution step by step and break down ITAR in plain language so you can speak to it confidently with any prospect.